Vamos al mambo. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm not gonna hold you. It's another Wise Woman Wednesday. They do an inspection in my apartment for the fourth time because they trying to sell the building. I'm annoyed. They're supposed to be coming at 10 in the morning. This is the fourth time. They came once in January. Then in February, one time, March, one time, and we're in April. This is the fourth time. They haven't been able to sell this crusty, dusty building. Jesus, have mercy. That whole, like, putting a paper on my door the day before an inspection, it's not cute. Like, when things are going down, I don't like doing the whole 24-hour prior notification. I need a week. Prior notification minimum for anything that's going down, but whatever. This is what happens when you don't own. This is what happens when you don't own. That was my little rant for the morning. Let's start it off with a card from 101 Blessings to brighten your day and uplift your soul. Promises from God for women. The card says, being a praying woman does not mean that you'll never have bad days. It means you are willing to find beauty even in the ugliest days. Hope in the Lord. Psalms 130 verse 7. Now, I got a new microphone from TikTok Shop. TikTok Shop be coming in clutch. Like, they selling all that stuff on TikTok and some of the stuff be enticing. I've been buying stuff from TikTok for ages, but before the TikTok shop was a thing, I was just clicking in the bio. I was just clicking in the bio of people's pages when I needed to buy stuff. For example, I believe the very first thing I bought in the TikTok shop was an African net to take a bath with, and it's really good. I've had it for 2 years. It's intact. It hasn't broken. I said goodbye to sponges. The minute I got that net, that African net in my bathroom, the quality is A1. I would recommend it to anyone. Look for an African net on Google or TikTok or whatever. And do your research. Read the reviews. Don't just buy stuff online to just buy them. I recommend if you're going to buy anything online, check the reviews first. Because I'm not going to sit here and jack because I'm not an expert in anything African. I'm not going to sit here and jack and say, oh, hey, any African net that you buy from any website is going to be A1, it's going to be excellent quality. No, I can't say that. This is not even sponsored. This is not promoted. I can't be out here promoting stuff and I don't even own it. But it's a good recommendation. See if you check the reviews of an African net to scrub your body with when you shower. If you shower correctly, because some people is just out here using their hands and soap to shower. That ain't correct. You are not taking the dead cells of your skin. You're not taking out the dirt from your skin if you're just using your hands and soap. That's another story. Today, I want to title this episode You Versus You. I want to say, when are you going to stop surviving and start living? Many of us, because of things that have happened to us, we're stuck in survival mode. We're stuck in a routine where we wake up, we brush our teeth, wash our face, shower, drink coffee, get ready for work, go to work, do what we need to do at work, or not do what we need to do at work. We might just go to work, clock in, do the bare minimum, then clock out. Go outside, get groceries, go home, cook the groceries. You know what I mean? A routine of just paycheck to paycheck, paying the bills or not paying the bills. Some people out here are not paying bills and they get getting evicted. I'm not going to be in your business. Let's be financially stable. I've been saying that for a while. Let's be financially stable. Let's be financially responsible. I'm not saying don't use your credit cards. I'm saying try to keep it at the 30% usage of the card. It's not easy. It's easier said than done. And I understand that I've been at the max of my credit cards multiple times. Multiple times I've been at the max of my credit cards. I'm not supposed to do that. But now when there's emergencies and your car needs something and the kids are sick, etc., etc., you got to do what you got to do, right? I'm not telling you what to do with your money. I'm not telling you to make excuses. I don't want to make excuses either. I'm just trying to be transparent and vulnerable to let you know it happens. If your card is maxed out, just try to work out a way to fix your budget. Try to work out a way to write down the things that are essential, the things that are non-negotiable, the staple bills. Try to work that out. And if you don't have to drink, buy that latte every single day, or buy that cappuccino or whatever frap or whatever cinnamon drink from Starbucks every single day that costs you $8, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not going to say compromise the way that you live. I'm just saying if you have any goals and they require money, you have to budget them somehow, some way. You have to figure out what you can cut out of your life. It doesn't have to be your Starbucks coffee. Just one thing. If you could look at one thing to help you lower your spending habits, go ahead and lower that. And not me saying that after I just said go get an African knit. Lord have mercy. Anyways, let's go ahead and start living and not stay stuck in survival mode. I am the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm going to treat myself with kindness. I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and tell myself that I'm doing a good job, that I look beautiful, to look within and understand myself and not seek for understanding in others. Others don't owe me anything. Others don't have to understand me. I'm walking my life in my own shoes. I'm living life how I want to live it, respectfully, without having to go to anyone and try to be a burden, because that's one of the things I don't want to be. I don't want to be a burden to anyone. My loved ones, I am aware that I can count with two hands how many people I can go to that I can say, hey, can I borrow $500? And with their eyes closed, they will let me borrow the $500. Now, am I going to do that? No. Because I work, they work. I don't want to be fit. I know that I'm not a burden, but being through the stuff that I've been through before, where I didn't have certain things, where I lived without, it made me feel like I was a burden to people. So I am no longer a burden because I try to do everything possible not to need people. But I'm unable to live that way because we need people for certain things. We need people for certain things. As much as we don't want to need people, we need people for certain things. Everyone benefits us in some type of way. And I'm not talking about the toxic people. I'm talking about your support system, your valley, right? Your loved ones, your support system. You have them each for a specific reason, that you can trust them for certain things. That you know they're not going to turn around and tell your business to other people. You know they're not going to turn around and say, oh, you know this girl, she always this and that. That shouldn't be part of your support system. If somebody in your support system tells your business to everybody, remove them from your support system. Your support system should be people that you trust. And you could tell them your stuff blindly. So again, I am the best thing that's ever happened to me. Conquer the day. Do it even if it hurts. Be grateful for what you have. Embrace the ugliness. Not every day is going to be sunshine and flowers. Not every day the birds are going to be chirping. Not every day you're going to be in the mood to go out and take on the day. But still go ahead and embrace the ugliness. Even if you are broken, do that 1% of work. Self-activism is the best activism. You have more influence than you think. Use the weekend to build the life you want instead of escaping the life you have. That's a very powerful thing to say because I feel like I was stuck in that mode when I was surviving, that I was doing things to escape my reality. And it was things like not respecting myself, things like not having any boundaries, things like attending events even though I didn't want to be there, correcting my face, numbing my emotions, allowing people to do and say to me whatever they wanted with me. It was a very miserable and detrimental time in my life. I am no longer that person. I am no longer the person I was 5 years ago. I'm no longer the person I was 10 years ago. I'm using my weekends to build the life that I want. What I mean by that, and the weekends I don't like to host anything. I'm not a party person. Don't tell me on the 4th of July, on a birthday, on this and that. I'm not a host. You can invite me wherever you want, and 90%, There's a 90% chance I'm not gonna go. There's a 10% chance I am gonna go. I am working on saying less no's. That's in my working on a file. That's not an achieved goal yet. So I need, on the weekends, I tell myself I'm not gonna do chores. And a lot of the times I won't cook. So what we do is take stuff from the freezer, put it in we use the air fryer. So we might have pancakes that we can do in the air fryer, the bacon. It's a lot of stuff. The hash browns, fries. We have those kind of things. We got things we can put in the air fryer. And my loved ones, my kids and my husband is gonna have to figure it out on the weekend. If they're gonna eat ramen noodle soup, if they're gonna make a sandwich, they're gonna have to figure out on the weekends. Because I'm cooking Monday through Friday and I'm cleaning Monday through Friday, but come the weekend, I'm not touching a broom, I'm not touching a mop, I'm not doing any of that. The weekends are for me. What am I doing on the weekend? Catching up on my shows, talking on the phone, coloring, reading, taking a drive. Saturdays, I like to go to this restaurant called Don Juan and I go get food for the family. And they sell these fried plantains. I swear to you, they're the best fried plantains I've ever had. I love plantains. I could eat plantains every day. I could eat yellow plantains. I could eat yellow plantains. I could eat mashed plantains every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I could eat plantains all day. I love them. If you don't heal from what cut you, you will bleed on the people who didn't hurt you. That's another thing I used to do. You know, I feel like I was very angry, and there were certain topics that my sister had to tell me, listen, I don't want to talk about that because you're going to keep going on a rant about this and that and third, and I don't want to hear it. My mom would be the same way. Oh, stop saying this, the word never. You're such a pessimist. You're so negative. You're always seeing the bad things in situations. You never think of what if. You're never, and mind you, deep down inside my soul, I've been a dreamer, right? I've been a dreamer and I've had faith in whatever I've ever wanted. But I was in a period, in a stage in my life that I was so stagnant. I was so stuck in my misery that I couldn't see the light. I couldn't see positive things. I couldn't see how I was possibly ever going to get out of the situation of being financially unstable. That period of my life broke me. They broke me. It broke me in ways that I would never want anyone else to be broken. When you have a child at 21 and you're not financially stable, which I'm guessing a lot of us are, it takes a huge toll on your mindset because you're thinking, at least me, I didn't want to stay there. I lived with a father that provided everything to me, so I knew what a provider looked like. So it was very difficult for me to not be a provider to my child. Thankfully, I had my things together when I had my son. Mind you, I didn't have it all the way together because that first year of my son's life, I lived in my mother-in-law's house. Thankfully, after that, my stuff was all the way together and I was able to move out of my mother-in-law's house, which means my son has lived 3 years of his life in our own apartment. My husband and my two kids. We live in our own apartment for the past 3 years. And I'm really proud of all the work that I've done and the hard work that we've done to get here. Because again, if you don't heal from what cut you, you will bleed on people who didn't hurt you. My kids didn't hurt me. So it's my job for me to improve my life, reroute my trauma, uproot my trauma, change my mindset. Like I learned from the book, The Road Less Traveled. The book The Road Less Traveled taught me a lot. And again, when I first got that book, I wasn't able to comprehend what I was reading, so I had to put it down until I was living in a season where I could receive what that book was trying to teach me. And when I reached the level that I needed to reach in order to receive what the book was trying to tell me, I gathered the information that I needed to gather. And I'm really proud of myself for living through what I lived through. And the lessons it has taught me. It has made me stronger. I know it's cliche to say that the hardships that you go through make you stronger, but it's true. It's true. And the whole thing, like, oh, time will heal all wounds. For me, I live this. So I know time has healed a lot of things in me. If it hasn't happened to you, just wait. It's not your turn yet. But I have healed from a lot of stuff, and I'm thankful for that. Do not direct all the violence you inherited towards yourself. I inherited a lot of anger from my dad's side of the family. My mom's side of the family is chilly, chill, chill. My mom's side of the family is people I still am around to this day. I'm not saying that I go to all their parties and all their events and celebrations, but I feel way more comfortable being around my mom's side of the family than my dad's side of the family because I've always seen my mom's side of the family in a brighter light, in a better light. And it might also be the fact that when I was born, those were the people that were around me when I was a child. So they feel like home to me. My mom's side of the family feels like home to me because those people were around me from the day I was born until I was 9 years old, and then I came to the States. And even when I came to the States in my teen years, when I used to go in the summer to DR, I was spending time with my mom's side of the family, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. Till this day, my cousins on my mom's side of the family, I'm more close to them than I am with the cousins on my dad's side of the family. And I'm not close to the kids on the side of my dad's side of the family, not because I chose to. I tried to have a relationship with them. They're not really interested, and I don't blame them, so I had to keep it moving. Right now, it costs to be part of my family. It costs to be part of my inner circle. It costs to get my attention now. Because if you don't benefit me in some type of way, mentally, spiritually, or physically, financially, I think those are the four. Mentally, spiritually, financially, physically. If you're not benefiting me in any of those four areas, I don't want you in my life. That simple. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. The people from my dad's side of the family, they're not working towards improving their behaviors. They're not working towards improving their lifestyle. They're not working to do any of that. I would have to get consent from my cousin to tell some of the stories that I know from my dad's side of the family. And I just can't tell them because people will know that he's the one telling me those things that are going down in my dad's side of the family. So I'm just gonna go ahead and not share any of that to keep it safe. So I'm living in a light, and I'm living in a life where I'm not turning the violence that my dad's side of the family inherited to me. I'm not turning it against myself. After I started working on my mental health, I am no longer suffering from anxiety. I no longer have panic attacks. And doing the 16-8 fast technique has also helped me so much tremendously. Fixing my sleep schedule has also helped me a lot with all of that. So if you have been giving your 1% daily to improve your life, I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. Thank you so much for doing the work to improve yourself because no one else is going to improve your life. Your neighbor, your kids, your parents, your loved ones, they're not going to fix your life for you. You have to do the work. Healing is challenging. When your inner child wants love, your teenage self wants revenge, and the current you wants peace. So we have to try to bring all the parts of ourselves into alignment with the same idea, with the same purpose, with the same goal. And that's hard. That's easier said than done, and not everyone can do it. But I really hope that you can find a way to bring all the parts of you together and become whole and healing. Start to figure out what helps you heal. If it's therapy, go to therapy. If it's the gym, go to the gym. Okay? The gym is beneficial not only to help you physically, but also to help the brain release the endorphins and the dopamines that we need, the happy hormone. That's the reason some people love the gym, because it does that for them. That's their outlet. And when they complete that outlet, they feel better. And those same people, when they don't go to the gym 1 or 2 days, they feel out of whack. And that's a reality, because that's how I feel with my outlets. When I don't do my journaling, when I don't do my reading, when I don't do my coloring, reading manga, or watching anime, or play video games, listen to ASMR, all the things that I do, when I don't do them in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, I feel it in my soul, in my body, in my skin, in my DNA, that something feels incomplete. And I'm not saying be attached, be obsessed, be a slave to outlets. I'm saying that it's a routine. And after you develop a routine that's designed, that you designed it, you patented it, you trademarked it, you have your LLC for your outlets. You know, speaking a little bit of reality that just happened to me, I was promoting my podcast on YouTube comments on random videos. I'm gonna tell you that it took me like 3 days. I thought it was a good idea. I didn't know this was gonna happen, but I was 3 days straight commenting, and I'm gonna say to you, probably 400 or 500 different videos around the world of just me clicking at random videos and linking, leaving in the comments the link to my podcast. I thought it was a good idea to promote my podcast that way. Little did I know that YouTube was going to send me a message saying that my account is banned for spam, that I'm violating the protocols and the guidelines. I didn't know that I couldn't do that. So, of course, I appealed it. I'm waiting to see what they say. I don't know what's going to happen, but I was just trying something out. I didn't know. Again, I'm new to this. I don't know how to do this. I'm learning as I'm going, and I'm telling you guys my mistakes. In case you are starting a project, I'm letting you know my mistakes so that you learn from my mistakes. So now I know that I can't just be leaving comments on random posts because it's considered spam. Mind you, there's naked people on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff going down that is not violating the guidelines, but whatever. That's not my business. I'm not going to get into that. Get your coins however you're going to get your coins. Mind you, you can literally just open OnlyFans, but whatever. Not going to get into that. Back to you versus you. Dear little me, you carry so much that wasn't for you. I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry to the little me. And I know the little me is proud of who I am, who I have become, and who I continue to strive to be. I'm sorry, little me, for everything that you went through. I'm sorry, little me, that you sat in a man's lap because you didn't know what was going to happen. Even though you can recall right now, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it again. I recall the day that a man touched me when I was 7 years old. I recall my gut feeling terrible and something telling me don't sit in that man's lap. And I still did it to obey that I was told sit in that man's lap, because there were no other chairs in that restaurant. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry that an adult that is sick did that to you. I'm sorry that they did that to you. Hopefully, I don't have any memories locked up in my brain thinking of other scenarios that might have happened to you. But I promise, little me, that if I find any memories that are locked up in my brain from things that have happened to me as a child that was done to me inappropriately to my body parts, I'm going to share it with the world so other people know that if this has happened to them, they're not the only ones. And I hope that if they don't have anyone in their support system or anyone in their corner, that they can reach out. They can reach out to me. Leave me a comment. The thing is, if you're listening on the website, you are not able to leave a comment. When Podbean sends me a survey about what I think about the website, I'm going to add in the survey that they should allow people to leave comments on the website and not just on the application. In order for you to leave a comment on any episodes, you need to download the application. You need to have an account, and then they'll allow you to leave comments and like the episode only on the application. I think if they want to move forward and they want to make this platform bigger and have more engagement with the public, I think they should allow people to leave comments on the website as well. I don't really mind if they want people to create an account. That's understandable. Create an account. But for you to leave, if you have an account, you should be able to leave a comment on the website, and not only if you have the application Podbean. Now, I don't think there's any trending topic that I could remember. Actually, I'm lying. The trending topic that the whole world knows about is, y'all already know what's going down with Diddy. I'm glad they got him. I hope he gets locked up for the rest of his life. I really hope he doesn't get away with this, because I believe all the allegations that Cassidy blamed him off. Cassidy? No, Cassie. I think her name is Cassie. I believe all the allegations that his ex-wife accused him of. I don't know if she's safe or not. I hope she doesn't turn up unalive, because you know how money does things like this, right? I hope that she's okay, and everyone that he's ever done something to, I hope they all come and share their truth, and I hope they all get justice. I hope they all get justice. I do believe he must have did something to Justin Bieber. He must have did something to Usher. And I do also blame the parents. The parents that sell their kids to these platforms like Nickelodeon, Disney, y'all deserve time in jail as well. And I don't mean 2 years for good behavior. I mean every single person that's a part of this disgusting thing that's surrounding Diddy, the disgusting thing that's surrounding Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon. I hope everyone involved never sees the light of day. And I hope when you go to jail, something happens to you. I'm not gonna say why I'm here. Oh my God, they're vacuuming. They're vacuuming. They're vacuuming. I'm telling you, I'm pissed that they're doing an evaluation at 10 in the morning and now they're doing last minute touches to clean up the disgusting hallway that's been dirty all the past 2 weeks. Guys, listen. It's almost 10 in the morning here, Eastern Standard Time in New York. I have to go ahead and carry out the rest of the things that I need to do, like work and cook and things like that before the kids get home. Thank you so much for listening. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episode, follow me. I release new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. Find me wherever you get your podcasts. I should have said this before the outro. I'm trying to do lives because they allow me to do lives. I figured out how to do it. I'm trying to do live audio on here on Podbean, but in Spanish for my Spanish baddies, my Hispanic baddies, because my friend wants to listen to me, my friend from DR. We've been friends our whole entire life. I'm gonna say if I'm 31, I've known her for 26 years. For as long as I can have memory of being alive, I've known this kid. I know this girl. And she's a day one. So she wanna listen to me, I'm gonna go ahead and do a live in Spanish. How many days I'm gonna do them, I don't know. I have to figure that out. I was speaking to her about it, and I let her know. I gotta figure out my schedule how I'm gonna do these lives in order for you to listen to them. And we'll see how that goes. I'm trying to do lives in Spanish only. Lives in Spanish only, but when I make them live, anyone can listen to them live. But even if you miss them, it still gets saved. The audios that I do live, they get saved, so you can just click on them and listen to them. So let's see how that goes. Wish me luck. Now let me go ahead and say I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too.